With Canada's and Ontario's 150, it's probably the largest activation that we'll have on National Aboriginal Day at St. Marie Among the Hurons. I think my colleagues have about 10 to 11 Indigenous performers, entertainers, artists, artisans that are coming into the historic site that day. So 10 until 5 for that day, and it's just going to be jam-packed with activity celebrating Ontario 150.
And this is a great opportunity. I want to go back to it for people to get a look back into the history of Canada's Indigenous peoples.
Exactly. And our program and historical staff under Catherine McCracken's leadership at St. Marie Among the Hurons have been with us for many, many years and are very, very familiar with the stories, the history, the culture that they are able to relay to visitors of all ages. We're very busy right now, Dan, with children and schools in on education programs. And as I mentioned in the spring, very, very busy with international visitation that is a key part of what we do. And exactly, their reason for visiting St. Marie Among the Hurons is to learn about the Indigenous and the Francophone culture at St. Marie Among the Hurons in Huronia and in Ontario, for that matter. So that's a big part of the visitation, and our team does an excellent job of interpreting that history and that story.